Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There is a movement online to get the Browns to retire Nick Chubb's jersey. And I just thought Ken would co-sign. I said, well, Ken, you've got to use your power, your unbelievable influence, your Browns fandom, and the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people that follow you. Use your political sway and capital to get something accomplished, like being able to once and for all glorify Nick Chubb the way he has earned it and he has deserved it. A fitting tribute and a retired jersey number. Kenny, are you signing on?
I mean, yeah, why not?
Wait a second, hold on.
You flip-flopper.
No, in the spirit of the thing, yeah, why not? I don't care. I don't, what's the point of me saying guys shouldn't get their jerseys retired? It's the most unnecessary, bored summer.
Would you like me to share the point that you said in the break with us?
I will, no.
That you're not saying to the listeners right now?
I'm going somewhere with this. Let me go there. You sound like
I'm
me with him.
I'm disappointed in you.
You shouldn't be, because I'm going to get there if you just shut up and let me talk.
I'm stunned.
About what?
Boy, we're just ripping on all these other shows all today, aren't we? Anyway, we going to talk about one half of that show at some point? Or?
Well, I'll be with one half of that show at some point this weekend.
We'll get to that later.
That's probably why one half of this show won't be with one half of that show, because you're flip-flopping all the time.
So, I don't, like, the whole thing of Kyrie shouldn't have his jersey retired. Well, I don't know. It's one of the greatest shots in NBA history, and they won a championship, and he was a pivotal part of that championship. Yeah, what the hell? Why not? Why not? Kevin Love shouldn't have his jersey retired. I don't know. It's a pretty big moment, pretty big part of that. Like, I hate being the stick in the mud about that. Now, I will tell you, Nate Thurman was a legend. He wasn't a legend here, and when they retired his jersey, they had no idea who LeBron James and any of those other guys ever were, or if they even were existent yet by the time they retired his jersey. So I think that there's a few of them that you could say, yeah, it's like, okay, whatever, when it comes to just sports in general. I don't have a problem with retiring Nick Chubb's jersey, just like I wouldn't have a problem with retiring Bernie Kosar's jersey. The jersey retirements and Hall of Fames are for the fans. If that's what the fans want, then that's what the fans are going to get. That's what the fans should get. But they ain't going to get it. And he ain't getting his jersey retired, because the NFL don't want that. Do you think that right now Nick Chubb's going to be a Hall of Famer?
No.
Do you over there think that Nick Chubb's going to be a Hall of Famer?
No.
Then he ain't getting his jersey retired. It's as simple as that.
I'm going to read.
Sorry, guys. Don't call me the bastard you want to call me. I hate to be delivering you the bad news.
That's fine. I asked you.
I'd love to hear what you're saying.
Somebody had to give the bad news.
I asked Ken his opinion. He delivered it. It did surprise me. Now, I want to read something that I was able to unearth. Lots of digging by somebody that I know and love, and somebody who I think has a lot of influence. Somebody whose opinion I truly do cherish. Quote, he was the best. In 38 years, he was the best.
He was. He was the best I saw in 38 years.
That was Ken Carmen.
The other guys I saw in 30.
And that is a guy.
This is easy.
Wow. I'd like to think you would retire his.
He was other a Browns? Good guy.
He was the best guy around.
What about the people he murdered?
What so murder?
He was the best Browns running back I've seen in 38 years. None of the other guys are in the Hall of Fame. The guy who is the legend of all time at the position, I never got to see play. I saw him in Mars Attacks. I saw him in the Dirty Dozen.
Mm-hmm.
I will say from those performances, he shouldn't have won an Oscar. I will say from Nick Chubb's performances, he was a great player. I know he will not get elected to the Hall of Fame. He's not getting his jersey. Don't do this to me. What? Don't do this to me on a Friday. I love Nick Chubb. He was the best I ever saw in 38 years. The best I ever saw. Now you're going to make me out to be a villain here.
I'm not trying to.
Don't do this to me. Joey, don't put this video up there. Don't you do this to me on Friday. Don't do this to me on any day.
I'm surprised.
Why?
I think you're.
Why should you be surprised?
Your fans are surprised. The people that.
Retire his jersey if you want to.
They get up and listen to your show. The hardworking people of Cleveland with literal hard hats and lunch pails. They are questioning right now how their idol is saying not to retire the number of their other idol.
I didn't say to not retire it. I just said it ain't happening. So, no. What's the point of bringing it up?
Well,
you're just
going to
make yourself upset.
You know
upset.
It would happen?
What?
We have talked so many things into existence on this station. If you, Ken Carmen, would just get behind it today, right now, on Anthony Lima's birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
It'd be what a present.
Fine.
Anthony, ask for
I'll
a free
get behind
birthday.
It. I think he deserves to have his jersey retired. He's the best I've seen in 38 years. So, yeah, retire his jersey. I just know it's not going to happen.
You can't put that last part on there. You got to stop short.
You want the truth. I give you the truth.
You know people over there in Berea,
you want
right?
The truth.
At Lou Groza Boulevard.
I supply you the truth. The only one who's getting in from this generation is more than likely Derrick Henry. That's it. That's it. I hate it. His career was cut short because of the terrible injury.
Why would they retire Derrick Henry's number here? We're not asking them
not
to put him in the
that.
Hall of Fame.
I'm just telling you about
retire
the Hall
his
of
number.
Because that's the only way he's getting in is if he's in the Hall of Fame. All right? Of current guys, Zeke Elliott is somehow ahead of him, and he ain't getting in the Hall of Fame. Saquon Barkley, I tell you what, he wins another Super Bowl. There's a possibility. But his team did win a Super Bowl, so there could be a possibility he's getting in, so I might have to walk that back. Sorry, they weren't a successful team. That's not his fault. They weren't a successful team, so you don't get in. It's the same thing that's going to happen with Joel Bitonio.
Oh, that's interesting. So what would have been success to you? Would it have been would they have had to win a Super Bowl or appear in a Super Bowl, and then you'd be okay signing off on retiring his number?
Well, no, I'm okay with retiring his number at any time you want to. But with the NFL, that's why they were so crazy. That's why you had the Joe Thomas snaps up there on the wall instead of the number. We all knew he was going to go to the Hall of Fame, but the NFL's crazy about that, and they don't want jerseys retired unless guys are actually in the Hall of Fame. And even then, they're very strenuous about it. Look at the guys who you would see with the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's lots of, I don't know if they have actually any jerseys, quote-unquote, retired over there. I have to look it up a little bit because I don't really care that much about their jerseys retired, but I know that's always been a sticky wicket. Fans always want jerseys retired. The NFL, especially with the, because it's still a bit of a stringent rule, and there's 53 guys on a roster.
There's only so many numbers.
There's only so many numbers.
Will we have a running back ever as good as Nick Chubb in our lifetime?
As good as Nick? Probably not.
Averaging over 5.5 most years
per carry. I'd imagine
no. And did it, by the way, during some really, really lean Browns years and some good years. He was a big part of that. Obviously.
Like if he would have played on two Super Bowl teams or something like that. Okay. Like Terrell Davis played on two Super Bowl teams, right? Two, right?
They did not retire. I looked him up specifically because of how short
and they
have
retired number 30?
They did not. They have Floyd Little's number retired. They do not have Terrell Davis. So it is
so
more stringent.
I think it's hell. I almost wonder if it's harder to get your jersey retired than it is to actually make the Hall of Fame. But I know one of the requirements for jersey retirements in so many ways, you're either A, trying to make a strong case for that guy to make the Hall of Fame.
What did you think
so
about?
So a team has to line up behind that guy. So you can't, if the Browns are that adamant that he can make the Hall of Fame someday, then yeah, you can retire his jersey because that helps the argument of a guy making a Hall of Fame.
What are
Trust
we doing?
Me, I know this. I'm from Canton, man.
What are we doing with Joe Thomas, who is in the Hall of Fame?
His jersey's retired.
Well, not only that, the what is the circle of what do they call Frost. It? The Ring of Honor.
I thought you were talking about the thing of the circus with the motorcycles there for a second. I didn't know what you were doing.
Circle of Death.
The Ring of Honor, right?
Yeah.
Does at least Nick Chubb get in there?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not stingy at all with the Ring of Honor.
No, I'm not stingy with anything. Jim has brought us things for birthdays.
It's the loudest bag I've ever heard on the air.
He brought me booze. It's my son's birthday, not mine.
He's old enough.
What are we going to do here?
Your son
he's only
the one,
10.
Your son is the one that retrieves the booze for
That's
you.
That's right.
Yeah, he's old enough to be my bartender.
The hammer.
Oh, we got baseball cards. You want us to do an unboxing live right now on the show of the baseball cards and who we got?
Well, we
got
to get our
Jim.
Video guy in
Look
here
at
for
Jim.
That. We'll do
Jim,
that. We'll do that for coming in hot.
Jim makes more money than the entire room combined, including our boss, and he's the worst dressed. He's wearing his scrubs right now. Look at all this booze. Is this all this booze for me? Just take whatever money's in there. I know you got to get
Kenny
your...
Kenny just threw... He
you gotta
threw
your
his wallet right
I didn't
at Jim.
Throw my wallet at anybody. He was sitting right there, and he picked through it.
He's a pickpocket.
So Jim is here. So, all right. So we got our buddy Jim here. This is Lima's best friend growing up. He's leaving because he never wants to be on the radio.
Jim.
He has given
thank
me
you.
Several tall boys. One is a Four Loko.
Wait, from what era of Four Lokos? Because it was definitely a different era.
2008 Four Loko? It was a good time.
You young people will never know the magic of the old Four Lokos.
One producer on this show used to spend a lot of time in Vegas with Four Lokos and have a wonderful evening.
I want to point this out. So I got a Smirnoff Ice Smash, Red, White, and Berry. I got a Bud Light. I got a Busch Light. I got a Bud Heavy. I got a Twisted Tea Rocket Pop.
Wow.
And I have a Loco USA Four Loko. I want you guys to guess the alcohol content in the Four Loko. Don't look. You got to guess.
11%.
Oh, I was going to say like 9.
Owen gets to go to the showcase show.
Thank you.
We are at 13.9%.
Wow, they're really doing it up there.
And this is legal?
Apparently.
This is over the counter?
So,
Ken, I'm very glad that you got these since you're going to be spending the weekend by yourself.
Yeah.
And not with the rest of the group.
You want to talk about that? Talk about that. Go right ahead. You're making a villain out of me.
In?
Oh, they should have fine wine and beverages there. It should be an open bar, should it not?
A good buddy of mine and former colleague, it is his birthday, and so many people. It's going to be great to see so many familiar faces. Jim Tressel is going to be there.
It's tying the knot. Huh?
It is a veritable who's
Jim Tressel's going to be at this?
Yes, that are going to be there on location. One of those hoity-toity country club weddings.
Maybe that's why Ken didn't get invited, because now the lieutenant governor will be there, and they did background checks.
Oh, is this a fundraising event?
Found out about, certain snake wrangling aspects of your life.
So apparently, I didn't realize
this. Pelts on the wall, brother.
Because Keith, another colleague of mine and now my boss, he is going to be there. So we were trying to arrange transportation.
Right.
And then we asked, Kenny, I know you live on the other side of town, but do you want to meet up or something? And then Kenny let us know that he was not invited to this wedding.
Not invited to the wedding.
As there's going to be a lot of media there at this event. A lot of former Buckeyes that are going to be there at this event.
Not invited to the wedding.
Hold up.
Oh, we got a run in from the boss.
Ken, you can just drive.
His mic's not on.
You got to get the mic on.
Why are we paying for transportation when Ken can just drive us?
Oh,
you're not going
true.
To a wedding.
Oh, he could do.
Tomorrow's the gathering for my son's birthday.
That's okay. Is it
he
rafting
could do
all
his
through the night?
Pick up and drop
all through
off.
The night?
Well, I plan on drinking this Four Loko over here. So, yeah, I think it is going to be lasting through. I ain't driving you after that Four Loko. I'm not going to say anything we have to dump after something like that. It's
what's
Friday. I'm not that stupid.
What's your wife doing? She can drive us.
She's
sure
not going to drive you over
on.
There to that wedding.
Kenny, she could do a pop-in. I've done a pop-in at a wedding before.
Just do a pop-in drive.
I'm not invited to the wedding.
I think that would be a
good way.
We'll
invite your wife to drive us to the wedding.
Good way to mend fences.
And back.
That's truly what bothers me.
Wait, did Fedor
get
invited?
She's got a vehicle that could fit all of you.
I think Fedor got invited.
It is
so
a very
well,
I'm sure he's
we'll be able to
be
toss
there.
Some hoops with Fedor.
He got invited.
Hoops head.
I don't know. I just know you're not.
A lot of Kenny's rivals be showing
why
up.
Why is there a why? I don't understand why there's
maybe
fences
they,
that need to be mended.
Maybe he retired inviting Ken to things.
Why is there fences that need to be mended?
Why can you talk?
Why is there fences that need to be mended? Why did I need to mend the fence?
It'd be nice to see a bunch of the Buckeyes. I said Jim Tressel is going to be there. A bunch of guys from the national championship team. I think
be awesome.
Also someone from around those parts with Kirk Barton, I think is going to be there. It is going to be awesome to see the cavalcade of Scarlet and Gray. Maybe it's the Michigan tie-in, but keep.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Keith is a Michigan man.
If it was Memorial Weekend, would the other guy be there or not?
You know, that I don't know. I can't.
It's a good time. You're going to get it again, brother. That's the way it goes.
So do you want me to do you want us to take some videos just so you can live vicariously through us?
So the people, you got to give them the proper reference here. I was told why I wasn't invited.
Wait, does that come in the non-invite? Here are the invites to the people who are invited. And then we're going to tell people why they weren't invited.
They just sent you the regrets card right away?
Yeah. So, well, you want to tell everybody why I wasn't invited? I mean, I only got a second. Where's Keith at? He was the one. He would love telling me why I wasn't invited to the wedding.
I don't know any. I was not given a reason. In fact, I was under the assumption that you'd be hanging out with us and doing Brown Eyed Girl and Depeche Mode. I thought we were going to dance together at this wedding, and now you're not going
to
be there.
I did not mean to. So he used to be a coworker here. He's no longer a coworker, and I thought we were all friends. And I had heard about your guys as being you just digging in deeper for
one
me.
One of our most steady coworkers.
So you bastard. So I figured I was like, well, I'm not probably going to get invited to the wedding. And then I really didn't get invited to the wedding, and it just kind of was like, I really didn't get invited to this thing. And I go, well, maybe it's a small thing. And, you know, he was in Keith's wedding, and Lima and him have been very close for a long time. And I was like, okay. And then I found out some other people like, hey, what are you doing Saturday? What are you doing Saturday? What are you doing Saturday? I go, well, damn, there's a problem here. And then I found out that he was upset with me because I didn't call, or he tried to call me after he retired from here, and then
I think there were about maybe half dozen, or actually 30
calls. There was no half dozen. So I didn't call him back, so he said I was avoiding him or something like that. I didn't mean to avoid him. I don't want him to.
I got to admit, that does stink when you call somebody a bunch of times.
A wedding? This is coming from you? We do this every day with you. A wedding's one thing. I don't want him to be mad at me. I didn't mean...
I got a text from analytics guru, yeah. Cleve TA. He said, LOL, you got invited too? Invited me, but apparently not Ken. And then he added, but I'm not going to be able to go. So maybe you could take his spot.
Ooh. It's not about the wedding. I don't want him to be mad at me. I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't avoid him on purpose. There's been other people who've been here that I've avoided on purpose.
When we do the electric slide together, I'll send you some video. So it'll
bad.
Be like
I don't
there.
Want him to feel that way.
I'm sure they're going to have
you can cha-cha real smooth in your basement.
He's got to be having Swenson's afterwards, right?
Of course.
The post-game dinner. You think Urban Meyer's coming? Urban might be coming.
Well, I'm not an Ohio State fan. And Jerry Faust can't make it. He passed away. So there's no incentive for me because of football or anything like that. Jim Dressel is a hell of a figure. I mean, we got to talk about that. But
I just don't want him to be mad at me.
Well, Baskin's stunned too. Just got a text from Baskin.
My issue is that
of course he'll be there.
When do I call him to try to mend this fence? If I got to mend the fence, I'll mend the fence. I didn't mean to get him upset with me. I got two things I got to do. I got Axel's sports and all that stuff. I didn't mean to not call him back. I didn't realize he didn't call me. I didn't realize he called me.
Daryl just texted me and said, while he's not the official photographer, he will be taking pictures at the wedding that he can send you because he was also
invited. Nice.
These breakfast sandwiches that Jim brought us are now sad breakfast sandwiches for me. And there's no sadder thing to eat than sad breakfast sandwiches.
Joey, put the video up.
Should I call my former coworker and grovel?
Whoa, Ken Dorsey, who actually Dustin Fox intercepted.
Now you're just in the national name.
He just texted me and said, "Hey, Anthony, can't wait to see you there. Where's your partner?"
For our boss, I didn't do it. He did. 216-474-0092. I don't want him to be mad at me, but now's not the time to go calling him and saying I'm sorry. That now is not the time. I don't know when I'm going to do it. Seems to be too little too late. So now I'm in a rock and a hard place here.
Maybe there's standing room only.
Coming in hot at 9:45.
D'Antonio, will he be there?
You do a walk-in.
What is Keith doing? Why are you guys all against me?
Well, now I got a video up.
Don't do this!
So the world can see that Ken Carmen just doesn't think Nick Chubb has earned a jersey retirement.
Why did you do that? Why would you make that video? Why is he laughing about it?
Keith is laughing about it like a villain. Cartoon character villain. Keith just came in. Our boss. Our boss is trying to make you look bad. It's great.
Come on!
Finally, we have somebody here who wants to make Ken look bad. It's great.
I told them not to make a video. Don't put that video up. I bet he left all the context out.
No, it's carefully edited. No,
they probably added extra context.
All right,
I retweeted it just so people could determine whether or not they thought it was a big deal. Boy, it sucks. You know, you're Nick Chubb. You already had to take a pay cut last year. You suffer all-time debilitating injury. And the last thing you would think is that guys like Ken Carmen would have your back.
I hate you.
And then instead, he leaves town. He wishes everybody in Cleveland good luck. He wants Cleveland to win. And so how does he get that repaid?
Stop laughing. It ain't funny. He walks by laughing more.
You know what? I bet you Nick Chubb.
Keep laughing.
He's going to use this as motivation. Send this to Houston. Let him know.
Oh, you don't think they already have it? Landry Locker's down there.
Oh, to hell with him.
He's taking care of this.
Oh, now you're going to root against Nick Chubb.
No, I'm not rooting. Wow. No, I said to hell with him, meaning the people in Houston. I don't care about that. I don't care about those fans. They're not even real fans. Sick and tired of hearing about it. It's such a terrible, terrible sports town. I don't even want to hear it. Now I'm getting nasty. Now I'm just in my shell here. Ain't a real sports town. This is a real sports town. Congratulations to him. I hope he does well. It ain't real down there. Don't even want to hear it.
Are they in the bottom three sports towns for you?
Hell yeah.
Well, you know what that means.
Tampa and Atlanta, however else you want to take it. Yeah, there you go.
Trying to sever ties with another former coworker.
Hey, oh, yeah, right. Never mind.
Fun. Go have fun working in that crappy sports
Atlanta's town. Fine. Take that out of there. Put Phoenix in there. Put Phoenix in there. Yeah, that Phoenix. Good God. What is your problem, you guys? How did this turn? This is the longest half hour I have left in a show in my life.
Well, get ready because we have 1992 Topps baseball cards to rip into with Darren Revell will be joining us live.
It's a big segment.
By the way, somebody tweeted Rob Vaughn on Twitter. He said, well, Ken, Christian McCaffrey, he agrees with me about Chubb and his jersey getting retired. The NFL, guys,
don't get mad. Rob's with you.
Well, no, because he said Christian McCaffrey is going to the Hall of Fame. I'm like, I don't think Christian McCaffrey is going to make the Hall of Fame. I do think Derrick Henry is like the only guy. And I think Derrick Henry, and because Saquon Barkley won a Super Bowl with the Eagles, I think that they're going to put Saquon Barkley in the Hall of Fame. But I don't think your mic's on over there. I don't think that
McCaffrey, three-time first-team All-Pro.
I don't know.
Offensive player of the year.
Maybe, but I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think it'll be... It's not that I don't think so at all. I'm filling the space there. I'm sorry. Because I'm just so distracted by this now. It's just, this whole thing has gone off the rails here. One, when it comes to Dustin's wedding, let me say this. If he's out there, I didn't mean to upset you. I'm really sorry. I did not mean to upset you if that's the case. Now, I don't know if he's even mad. I have no idea. That's just what you guys all told me. You guys are probably already lying to me on that now.
I think there is one thing.
But if I made you mad, I really am publicly. I'm very, very sorry that I didn't answer. It wasn't intentional. Sometimes I look at my phone. I don't see it.
Man.
I didn't get back to you. I apologize. All right? I wish you and your future wife, I've met her. She's very nice. I wish you two a lifetime of happiness. You seem to be very happy. You look incredible. You've played terrific tennis since. I hope you guys are very happy together, and I mean that sincerely. I don't want you to be mad at me because I am mad at you, and I feel really, really, really honestly terribly bad about that. I'm really sorry about that.
What is that?
I didn't mean to upset
Kenny,
you.
By your right hand, what is that thing over there? That's the mouse?
That's a phone.
Oh, that's the phone. Why don't you pick it up and maybe say everything you just said by dialing that phone number that you have in your phone?
What
and
are
then
you talking about?
Probably take care of this once and for all.
He still has
I'm in the middle
number,
of a show.
Right?
Yeah. The other thing
you don't
with
think
Nick
he blocked Ken's phone number.
The other thing with that's green, up to him.
Green bubbles or blue bubbles?
He
Ken.
Wouldn't do that. Just send a text. And
another
see.
Media member just hates my guts. They're dropping like flies. Like Martha on the Fly, which is these delicious sandwiches that Jim brought in. The other one,
you're retiring media members that like you.
The other one is fans. Fans should get what they want. If all the fans, can we wait 5 years until after he's retired? Can we just do that for a second? Do it like the Hall of Fame. Let Nick play down there. Let Nick play for the next year or 3 years or however long he's going to play. And if we still feel that way 5 years after he's done playing, fine. Go ahead and retire his jersey.
I don't think anybody said retire it today.
Well, I think that's what people online are trying to do.
Do it.
I don't say no. I said, fine. No, I'm not. That's not what I said at 9 o'clock. Go right on ahead and retire his jersey if you want to. I just know they're not because the NFL gets in the way of that sort of thing. That's why Bernie's number isn't retired. Everybody loves Bernie, too. They're not going to retire numbers like that.
Well, if Ken was
they don't
doing
do that
radio,
in the NFL.
If Ken was doing radio 30 years ago, we would have gotten the same rant. Unfortunately, it's just Nick Chubb's turn. To draw the ire of Ken Carter.
Well, he didn't draw my ire. I'm not ired with him. There's no ire.
You look very ired.
Oh, I wanted to talk about
the height of ire.
I wanted to talk about Cleveland being too successful at a certain thing to get a certain other thing, and now I can't do it because you
not
guys have made me out to be the
to
biggest,
running back
nastiest
jersey,
person ever. I'm not trying to be that way. Retire his jersey, please. But I just know it's not going to happen. I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news.
But you can just
the NFL
stop right
stops
there.
These things from happening.
You know, I just, as somebody who is an optimist in life and I see the best out of people, I think
you're the worst person ever.
I think this was an easy one. This was, well, just do it. It's Nick Chubb.
I'm going to call it a slam dunk.
Bad guy.
Think about all the players that come into Cleveland, don't care about putting on that uniform, don't care about the AFC North rivalries, don't care about Pittsburgh. They don't really care who the fans are, the dog pound. They don't get us. You know, they don't understand the lore of playing outside on the lakefront, old municipal to Cleveland Browns Stadium to what it is today. You know, imagine that you could signify what greatness in a Cleveland Browns jersey is all about by being able to look up and see that it's retired and the motivation that's going to be that it can happen here in Cleveland.
Please do.
And that's what Ken doesn't support here. It just surprises me.
No, I do support these things. I do. I just know that they're not going to do it.
It's unfortunate.
Oh, never mind.
We have these 1992 Topps.
I'd have to dump it.
Topps baseball cards. We're going to be unboxing them coming up in about 10 minutes.
All right. Can I say what I wanted to say about the NHL in Atlanta, or is that not going to happen?
Yes, I was hoping you'd get it in.
I forget it. What the hell? It was really good stuff.
Ken's got people on his side. Retiring Nick Chubb's jersey would be peak Cleveland. Dude accomplished nothing here.
Oh, my God.
So
come on.
Now they're
not even
a rushing title.
With you, Ken.
Does Ken have a burner account? My God. How did he tweet that out while staring at me? That's incredible.
You're going to host the show for the rest of the day. I'm
all right, line them up. 216-474-0092. We tell you each and every week. keep it clean, keep it above board. We want to be able to retain our license to be able to broadcast each and every day. It is going to be, once and for all, an all-time coming in hot. Plus, Darren Revelle joins us as we rip into these 1992 Topps baseball cards. That's coming up next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.